You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy to learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On today's episode, we have Kent Yoshimura, co-founder of NeuroGum. It utilizes one of the most well-researched nootropic combinations in a patented cold compressed format to provide cleaner, more balanced energy 5 times faster than drinks or supplements. You've probably seen them on Shark Tank or in one of their 8,000 retail distribution locations. What up, Kent?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good, man. We were just talking before we started here. You're over there in LA doing your thing, adjusting to all the craziness in the world, but pushing forward with the business. I want to give everybody a little bit of background about how I ran into you. Okay, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed and I saw ads for NeuroGum. We're going to tell you guys what NeuroGum is in a second. I thought the ads were fantastic. The creative was really, really cool. And then I started getting retargeted with really cool ads. And as an advertiser, as a marketer, I was like, all right, this is really cool. So I started sending it around, sent it to Michelle. Michelle loved it. We started looking into the brand. We had no idea who you were. We had no idea who Ryan was, your co-founder. But we found you guys and we found your YouTube content. We started watching your interviews. We saw that you guys were on Shark Tank, all of these exciting things, right? All these things that young entrepreneurs like to look at. And you guys were pretty funny. You guys had a cool dynamic. You guys were very similar. You guys had a lot of similarities to us as a team. And we're like, all right, this is cool. Let's try to see if they could get on the podcast. So first and foremost, man, congratulations on your amazing content. Congratulations on the product and the development of the brand. Why don't you give me a little bit of background so everybody could understand what NeuroGum is?
Yeah. So, I mean, this goes way, way back, over 10 years ago, but Ryan and I met in college at UC San Diego. I was studying neuroscience. Ryan was studying chemistry and econ. And, for me, I was training extremely seriously in martial arts. So every summer, I would go to Japan to train with the Olympic team out there. And the Imperial Guards. I was one of their training partners. During the winter or like around August, fall, I would go to Thailand usually and I would fight in the stadiums out there. So fighting was a big part of my life and supplementation was obviously extremely important so I could perform at the best of my abilities. Unfortunately, during that time in college, the only things that were available that people were taking for energy were coffee, which is not drinkable all the time. Energy drinks, which have terrible ingredients in them, or people were taking Adderall,
Yeah, the usual stack.
The usual college stack. Just using my background a little bit, I started delving deeper into nootropics, mixing my own supplements and giving them to Ryan also, who when he was 19, he got injured in a snowboarding accident. And I lived with him the summer before and everything. But he became a paraplegic after going off a jump on a snowboard. He's paralyzed from the waist down. So I was giving him these supplements to help him, push along. And eventually after college, he went on to train with the Paralympic team. So both of us with our athletic backgrounds, with these supplements we were taking, we were like, this can be made into a better format that's shareable and doesn't have the same stigma that pills have.
Yeah, you guys were talking about that, supplements, pills, all that stuff, taking it in public.
Gum and mints. Like, you don't want to be taking pills in public. You don't want to be popping, capsules, So now we have this brand of gum and mints, work with professional chemists, professional ingredient suppliers, and here we are now.
Dude, very, very crazy background you have. I was doing some research on you, and you stay busy, my friend. You're an entrepreneur with a specialization in cognitive neuroscience, public art installations, and competitive martial arts. You've also directed content for global brands like McDonald's, Lego, The Coffee Bean, Tea Leaf, AT&T, Benjamin Moore, Ford, and many others, which goes to explain why your shit looks so hard, because you guys already know what's up. So you guys have mixed a knowledge for content and distribution with wellness and discipline, because your background in martial arts, your background in sports, your background in neuroscience, your background, all of that has pretty much helped you bring together a really, really amazing brand. Now, I was watching an interview where you guys mentioned that you guys would like come home and you guys would, or Ryan would come home and you would have all these like supplements, all these powders everywhere. And you guys were talking about, you know, like not taking pills in public and all these things. And at what moment, like, was it like an instantaneous moment where you guys came up with it? It was like an aha moment, or was it more of something that you guys saw an opportunity and then you guys slowly started building towards creating NeuroGum?
You know, when we first started, it's interesting because like, I didn't know anything about business. I always came from like an art background. I was doing, like you were reading off, like I was doing more film things, directing commercial, like, you know, short form commercials. I worked in a music studio and like I went on to paint murals and do public installations. Like those were, that was kind of my path. And then when Ryan and I went scuba diving, and he was working as a data analyst for Hulu, but we both just looked at each other and it's like, why are we popping pills? Like it's so obvious that people are looking at you weird. It was almost like this, even like taking supplements in the morning that just sit in your medicine cabinet. Like it was like this weird obviousness that although we use it as part of our daily lifestyle, it's not integrated into our daily lifestyle. And that's where we started thinking of the idea of like, well, what if it's just like gum? What if like the mints and the gums we take all have just that all have the benefits that we want them to have without having to resort to something that you have to swallow, painfully swallow every morning.
I'm with that. Now, so you guys come up with the brand, you guys establish the brand. If I'm not mistaken, you guys put it on Indiegogo. You guys were successful there, correct?
Yep.
And then what was the next step?
I was part of like a Reddit nootropics community, and I wrote a little post that helped us reach our goal almost instantaneously. In 72 hours, we reached our goal, and then Time Magazine picked us up. So it was a pretty cool progression of events.
The power of community, right? You're on Reddit, you're active on Reddit, you're part of a community, you decided to share it, your community decided to support you, and then it led off this chain of events from all the hard work you guys did together, obviously, but all of these things happen in sequence. I talk about in other episodes with many other guests that it's very important to have communities like that. You may not be the most engaged person. You may not be the person with the biggest community or inside the biggest community, but the fact that you might have a support system for sharing, support system for feedback, a support system that might even, you know, bring other people on, I think it's very important to have. And it just goes to show with what you guys have going on. Now, once you guys got that funded, you guys went on to manufacturing, and then that's when you guys went on to Shark Tank. How did that play out?
Oh, well, Shark Tank was only a few weeks ago. So that's actually okay. Really, really recent. Yeah, we've been in business for almost 5 years.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's hell, like, you know, Ryan and I put our savings into it. We didn't have a perfect product yet, but we decided to launch on Indiegogo, and thankfully that went well. And through the process, we really just learned, like, okay, well, now we have something real. Dr. Oz actually did a segment on us, like maybe 2 days after our Indiegogo launch ended, which was extremely serendipitous. But we were like, okay, now we're like nationally known. We have to figure out how to turn this into a business. And it was crazy. I mean, I was, you know, hand packing and shipping product out of my house. I was going to the post office every single day. You know, we were trying to figure out how to like incorporate a business. It was
the e-com life.
Yeah. But then you just figure it out there, you know, like you start to realize like, oh my God, like this is work that is wasting my time. How do I hire a fulfillment house to do my shipment for me? Oh my God. Like me answering customer service emails is a waste of my time. Like, yeah. How do I, you know, like it becomes a, you start filling in the things, the voids.
You wear so many hats. Yeah, and but the beautiful thing about it, Ken, is that you did that, but now you know how to run a full circle business, or at least that business full circle. Like, you know every single part. Like, when I started my agency, like, I didn't know about graphic design. I didn't know about copy. I didn't know about video editing. I didn't know about any of these things. I had a team and everybody did their own thing, but I went and I specialized in doing every single thing so I could make sure that I could lead people correctly. So I could make sure that I knew if I was being deceived by anybody else outside of the team telling me they couldn't do something, I would be able to know, no, I know you could do that. You could do it this way and that way. And I think those are the characteristics of great leadership, being able to wear many hats when you first start out, and then slowly being building systems and processes in order to delegate. And then you just make sure you look over everything. Now, you guys are also in retail stores, correct?
We are, yeah.
Where can you guys be found right now?
So we're the number two product in our set at CVS in the memory and focus section. We're in about 5,000 of those stores. We are in 135 college campuses, but unfortunately, those are closed off right now.
Yeah.
Bartels, HEB, Target.com, Walmart.com, Amazon. You know, our goal was to hit about 10,000 retail stores this year, which we still have plans on doing, and we're moving in the right direction. It's just that the inbounds into these stores are a little slower than we'd like them to be.
Yeah, of course. Now, how is it, let me ask you, man, because you guys have quite a lot of things going on. How is your routine, your daily routine?
My daily routine or our team's daily routine?
No, like yourself. Like, I mean, at least I find myself doing so much shit throughout the day. I'm doing the podcast, I'm preparing for an event, I'm running the agency, I'm doing all of these things. And, you know, it could get crazy. And I love to study a lot too. I read 2-3 hours a day. So I like to share my routine a lot of the times with my audience so they could see that, hey, even though you have a lot of shit going on, you could find the time to rest and get everything done in a healthy manner. Is there any specific routine that you think would be beneficial for them to hear about?
You know, what's funny is, like, when I was first starting out, I was probably sleeping like 3-4 hours a night. And I was going crazy. And
yeah,
it, you know, like after about, because I was trying to paint my murals, like I was, you know, I was getting a lot of work still outside of Neuro, and I had to obviously make money. So what's funny though is, like, it, as things progressed, and once you figure out the systems that need to get put into place, getting rest becomes much better than just doing work. Because getting rest allows you to find out, like, refine those systems.
And your cognitive abilities.
Yeah. So, you know, usually, I mean, I sleep, like, I consistently sleep like 6 hours at least a night now. Unless I have to pull an all-nighter, which I probably pull an all-nighter like once every 2 months just to finish some projects up. And once I get in the zone, I just want to stay in that zone. But, you know, I wake up in the morning. Like this morning, I led like a video workout for my team. So we did like a Slack video workout. You know, after that, I would go check all my emails. I try not to check my phone first thing in the morning. But, okay, you know, after my workout, I go and check my emails. I get everything answered. And then I start building out like all the things that need to happen. And then I'm usually on Slack pretty consistently throughout the day. So our entire team's communicating. But the main... especially during COVID, we were able to, I think, shift so effectively because we already allow ourselves to be independent and do our work and then come together during our department meetings to consolidate everything. Like, you don't need to be micromanaged every step of the way, because I personally hate being micromanaged as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as the things that need to get done effectively, which is, again, going back to building out processes and setting timelines and deadlines on things, as long as those things are built and structured, like one or two meetings a day and a big meeting once a week with each department seems to be enough to keep things moving along. And our team has done an amazing job being flexible and recalibrating during these times.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access.
That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
I was recently on a podcast here on Hustle Inspires Hustle with Eric Sue, and we're talking about team. And that's really cool that you're doing that with your team, that you guys are working out together, because company culture, company morale, especially at a time like this, from the leader of the company is extremely important. And, you know, something as, you know, maybe not as simple, but something as simple as logging in on a Zoom call with your team and, you know, teaching them something that you know, putting them in good shape, showing them that you're there for them, goes a long way. People don't forget that type of stuff. And yes, it could be a little bit crazy for you because you said it right now. Schools are closed. Some stores are closed. You guys might have seen some changes in business. But despite that, and despite the stress that might come with that and all of the things that might come with that, you guys are still communicating. You guys are still giving your team a good time. You guys are still being there for them. And that's what it's all about. So if you're listening right now and you have a team, this is a great opportunity for you to learn from. If you don't have a team, this is a great opportunity for you to prepare yourself. So when you have a team, you know exactly how to communicate. You know exactly the things to do. If you guys are listening right now, you'll see that there's a lot of common denominators from a lot of the guests that we've had on the podcast. And it's make sure you get good sleep. Make sure you have good balance. Don't pull all-nighters every night. Take care of your people. Join communities. Things are not going to be easy all the time, but as long as you have the foundational things that are going to hold you up in difficult times, you're always going to come out on top. Now, Kent, let's talk about Shark Tank, bro. I was really impressed by this. I thought this was pretty crazy. This goes to show the integrity that you guys have as a team and towards the people that have believed in your company. So I'm going to go ahead and read from some notes that I wrote down. You guys went on Shark Tank. You guys left without a deal. Robert countered for $1 million for 14% stake, not a $7 million valuation. You and Ryan said no because it was unfair to your current investors. Kevin said, they're not sharks. And then you said, no, but they're an extension of our family. That's really fucking awesome, bro. Let's talk about that.
It seems like they shat on me for that, the sharks, because, you know, everyone that works with us does feel like family. Like, we're all so interconnected. That's why we all do our workouts together. And it's every single person we choose and come into our company because they're an extension of our culture and hold the same core mantras that we do. Although we're all very, very different people. Like, yeah, all of us are, we think about balance as a very important thing. We think about like mental health as like a very important thing, because without, which is obviously a big part of our company branding as well. You know, we think about fitness as a very different, as a very unique and special thing that we try to support as much as possible. Once all those things are there, the foundations of taking care of your own body, the foundations of taking care of other people that are around you's mental health and body are there, then you could do exceptional work, right? If you're worried about those things, that if you're worried about your health, if you're worried about like what's going to happen the next day, your mental health, if it's going to go, like those are things that distract you from getting efficient work done. And in many ways, why a lot of workplaces, people are unhappy. So we try to maintain those things. And yeah, Robert's awesome. Kevin O'Leary's deal just didn't make sense. Just unit economics just didn't make sense at all. And it's funny the things they decide to cut out in the show.
Oh, of course. You know, entertainment right. Life. You know, know how it goes down.
But it was an insane experience. Like, we were in the tank for about an hour and 40 minutes, which I guess is about an hour longer than other companies are usually in there. And then they cut that down to 7 minutes. So you can imagine how much they edited.
You can imagine the things that got left out. But you know what? I just recently finished a really good book. So let me give you some background. So I read a lot, and then what I do is when I really like a book and I feel like it's going to help my team or, you know, our operation, I go ahead and I buy the book for everybody on the team. Everybody reads it. We all discuss the book and we grab the best things out of the book, right? So one of those things is in the book, The 22 Immutable Laws of Branding. Okay. Very, very important when thinking about your company. It's not just about money. It's not just about how you look out there. It's about what the message is in general. And that message is tied to the people that come and work with your company as well. Like you said, we have a lot of things in common. We have the same ideals. We want to take care of each other. We want to make sure we're good from a mental health perspective. That's all part of your brand voice. That's all part of your message. That's all part of who you are. So, you know, you find yourself going to Shark Tank, and people find themselves going to Shark Tank or similar shows. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take a deal just to take a deal. In another book, Never Split the Difference, Chris Voss talks about no deal is better than a bad deal. Okay, and that's very important to think about. What you guys did over the past few years is create a great product that got a lot of media attention, which leads back to the 22 Immutable Laws of Branding. Most successful brands start off with an amazing product, something that nobody has ever done. They start scaling through the power of public relations and press, and then they follow up with advertising. And the more I look at what you guys have done, you knowingly or unknowingly, you guys are following all those laws of branding down to the core, down to who you allow in your company, even if they have money. And that speaks volumes to the integrity of the brand, because not anybody could just come in and offer money and say that they want to join the brand or be part of the brand. You have to be the brand. And that's a very, very important lesson for a lot of entrepreneurs out there is, don't compromise your integrity. Don't compromise your brand, who you are, your ideals, your core beliefs for anything that doesn't feel right. Make sure that you always have a consistent message across the board for your brand so people always understand who you are and so your message is easily spread. Now, with that being said, once people pick up on this, once people pick up on the synergies, on that good energy, on that good vibe that you're putting out, you start having fun. And one of the things that I thought was extremely fun that I found while I was searching on YouTube was the review that T-Pain did for you guys. That was pretty freaking cool, bro. I grew up listening to T-Pain and Lil Wayne and all that type of music. And I can imagine we're more or less on the same age bracket, man. So when I saw that, I was like, damn, that must have been really cool for Kent and Ryan to have a guy like T-Pain come out there, talk about your brand, make it fun, and just let more people learn about it. Because honestly, when you have a good product and when you have a product that's actually helping people, you do have to make an effort to advertise and be out there. But a lot of the time, other people and other press outlets are doing the work for you because they recognize the work behind that. Kent, how was that experience with T-Pain? How did that come to be?
I mean, first and foremost, he's just like one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life. He's so chill. Like, it's crazy. And he's hilarious. But, you know, that so press for us, until like we have a PR agency now, that's amazing. But press for us for the longest time was just me emailing people. Yeah. You know, like just directly emailing them and being like, hey, like you wrote about this similar thing. We have something that you might be interested in. Can I just send you some product? And we got so much of a response from that. And, you know, that's just shooting some emails out. It's not that hard. But within that process, we were winning some pitch contests during that time through WeWork, which we were at during that time as well. We were in the New Yorker, and Fuse TV just, I guess we caught their attention, and the producer reached out to us out of the blue, and it turned into this whole thing. So, that was a pretty remarkable experience.
So, you know, I think the lesson in everything that we're talking about right now is, and what I'm picking up on is stay active, because you're speaking about, all right, so you guys did Indiegogo. Okay, but that was kicked off by Reddit, right? You decided to go on Reddit. You decided to put yourself out there, communicate. All of these things happen, and then they led to you seeing success on Indiegogo, right? For example, with T-Pain, you decided to put out communications. You decided to join certain things. One thing led to another. Somebody found out about you. You got a chance to do a video like that. So if you just sat there and thought, people are not going to like my product. Nobody's ever going to read this. They probably get a million emails. They're never going to read my email. If you thought like that, and if you had that negative mindset, you probably would have never had a lot of the great and amazing opportunities that you have now. So what I tell people all the time, like I'm going to give you an example. This podcast has been operating for about a year and 3 months, Kent, right? We started off with just an idea. We already had a platform. A lot of people followed us, but we didn't have a podcast. We never did this. And I'm a huge fan of Andy Frazella. He has the MF CEO podcast and he has the Real AF podcast, one of which has been the number one business podcast in the world for a long time. They have a shit ton of downloads. And he just has a genuinely great message. He owns a supplement company in St. Louis, Missouri. They do about $100 million a year. That guy's a badass. He has a really cool podcast. He's very outspoken. No ads on the podcast. Straight message and get to the point, right? Teach you people actionable advice and then get out. So what happens? I wanted him on my podcast. Just so happens that I tapped into my network and I had done right by people, which is, this is very important. Do right by people and keep good relationships. And they managed to connect me with him. And I was able to get him as the first episode on my podcast series. So think about like becoming a recording artist and recording with Drake on your first track. That was the equivalent of what I did in the podcast world. And it wasn't because I'm extra special. It wasn't because of all these things. It was because I tried. It was because somebody from my team, Michelle, tried and reached out and communicated. So even if you are starting a brand right now, and it may be small, it may be medium, it may be big, take the time to do outreach, because a lot of the times opportunities come knocking on the door, but a lot of the times you got to come knocking. Most of the times you got to come knocking. And what Kent did is just a testament to that. You got to keep reaching out to people. You got to keep sending out communications. You got to keep introducing your product. You got to keep innovating, and you can't be lazy under any circumstances. You do have the opportunity and the time sometimes to feel down, to feel a little shitty, to feel upset, to give yourself a minute to cool off or to get that out of your system, but you cannot stay stuck in a rut. And a lot of people in this specific moment, during quarantine times, during coronavirus, during COVID-19, are finding themselves torn between both sides. And I find that to be okay. You were talking about balance a little bit ago, and our last episode was called Balance and Clarity, specifically to talk about balance and clarity during a pandemic. It is okay to feel a little bit weird. It's okay to feel a little bit of uncertainty and not knowing what's going on. We're actually all on the same boat. We're all on different boats, okay? We're all on different boats, but we're all passing the same storm. So the message that I'm trying to tell you right now, guys, is have a positive mindset. If you don't have a positive mindset, find a group of people on a team that's going to support you the way Kent and Ryan support their team so they could continue growing and meeting their needs and expectations through whatever adversities come. Now, Kent, I like to ask everybody about this because I love to share knowledge more than just speaking. I like to give something material that somebody could actually go and get and do immediately. Do you have any great books that you could recommend for business owners or marketers that are trying to get out there right now, trying to push their company, trying to be successful? Any books that have impacted your life or anybody on your team?
I'm going to name two books because I think fiction is really, really powerful, just in general. But for business books, since we were talking about processes, High Output Management is one of the most, revered books for building out system processes. It's a bit dry, but the way it was, like, the former CEO and the way he lays out how to build processes within your team it's just so clear cut. I recommend that book to everyone. As for fiction, I'm a big fan of being able to read into things, which is, I think, the value of reading novels. Anything by Ernest Hemingway. I feel like he's a guy that changed my life pretty significantly in high school. Like something like The Sun Also Rises, which is like a great character study, which is one of the most important things that you need to have when you go into business. Being able to understand people, being able to read into situations, and knowing how to act on it.
I love that. I think that's an essential part of business. I hadn't even looked at it that way. I hadn't even looked in that direction. And one of the reasons I asked is not just for the audience, but it's for myself, because I love to read about that. I believe that to run a business and to be a citizen in a global world, you got to be extremely educated. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of ignorance going around. And we're one big ass world. We got to be well educated, and we got to be able to be out there, support other people, respect their ideas, but know who we are at the same time. Kent, where could we find NeuroGum? Where can we check you guys out on social media? Where can they go find you?
Social media is easy. It's just at NeuroGum across all channels. You can go to our website at getneuro.com, or you can look us up on Amazon or find us at CVS. Those are probably the easiest ways to find us.
Alrighty, Kent, thank you so much. Guys, you heard it. This is Hustle Inspires Hustle. Alex Quinn, Kent Yoshimura, thank you so much for being with us, bro.
Thank you. That was a blast.
thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuin. See you on the next episode.